My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Hans, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us. And are you surprised that you're trending more than Taylor Swift or the NFL?
Well, yeah, I have to admit, because our plan's been out for a year. And you have to wonder, why all of a sudden is it getting all this attention, particularly from the Biden campaign? And I have to tell you, I think it's because they're trying to distract the public from the physical and mental questions that have arisen about the mental and physical abilities of their nominee. And almost everything they're putting out about it is a complete and total fabrication.
Well, we'll get to some of those. Let me ask you, though, did you guys consider doing this on the down low, giving this to Trump, the Trump administration, his people? Because I think the gripe I'd have with the first Trump term was they didn't know going in how many roadblocks could be placed there, running out the clock, et cetera. When you publicize this, even though it's incredibly thoughtful, detailed, and it's put in, my producer, Dan Hans, made the point today, it's put in really to limit the executive and the executive branch in a way by taking away all these people that have usurped power, these pointy-headed bureaucrats that nobody elected. Why not just give the document to the Trump people, let them execute it?
Oh, well, that's what we intend to do. We hope that's what they do. Look, it's a 900-page document, and there's a chapter in there on every single major government agency, whether it's the Department of Defense, the Department of Justice, and they give detailed plans on how to reform those agencies to bring them back into doing what they are supposed to do, as opposed to things they're doing which they shouldn't be doing. And quite frankly, we hope that a new president will take this and hand it to every member of his cabinet and say, you need to read the chapter on your agency and you need to put this in place.
Well, part of it, the biggest part of it, I think where we start is the people. So getting the right people that are in there. So tell me the line the media would have us believe that you're in like a coven or something there with people having to shave their head like Trump in order to get a job to be in this. What's the line between having someone faithful? How do you guys say to go with this versus just the zombies that are going to follow Trump and what you guys have written?
Well, we are creating a database of resumes, not much different than what a lot of big corporations do, and we're trying to vet all of these individuals at the time. And what we're looking for is experience, knowledge, but also people who are proven to be conservatives in their outlook on life. And the whole point, what we did too, is that, look, the policy proposals were put together by more than 400 individuals, and they were people who have previously worked in all of these agencies. And what we're now looking for is a database of personnel that we can hand to a new president so that the new president can look through it and find what we think hopefully will be the best people to put into these departments, individuals who aren't scared of what the editorial pages of the Washington Post and New York Times are going to say for them. In fact, I have to tell you, the editorial pages, those two newspapers, if they approve of what you're doing, that's a way of knowing that what you're doing is wrong.
Let's talk about the deep state part. Here's where Dan, my producer, and I were talking about. Now, as I see the deep state, I guess there could be a couple iterations, but one of them are these people that Congress has punted to and lets them just go wild with setting the rules that we're all right. living under. Is that a form of the deep state we're trying to rein in?
It is. And you saw during Trump's first term that they actually were one of the first administrations in decades that was actually getting rid of, eliminating more regulations than they were putting out. And that's an important part of this, is getting rid of, look, there are so many totally useless regulations out there. There are so many regulations that go far beyond the authority of government agencies. I mean, one just quick example is, as you know, we have agents, we have the federal government now saying that they're going to outlaw gas stoves in people's homes. They don't have the power to do that. They don't have the regulatory power to do that. And yet these agencies are going forward with that. That's the kind of thing that needs to be pulled back so those agencies don't interfere and do things like that.
All right, on another more malevolent level, the deep state, does that exist in your view that's more sinister, more plotting, more like a coup from the inside, more driven by allegiance to corporate interest, Obama, something like that?
I will tell you, having worked in two federal agencies before I came to Heritage, that at the Department of Justice, for example, which we have seen weaponized by Merrick Garland, 90-95% of the career people who work there are radical leftists. And so they do everything they can when a Republican president comes in to thwart everything that he wants to get done. It's the opposite with a Democratic president. They run with everything a Democratic president wants to do and go far beyond it. So that is a real problem in the federal government, which these days is a behemoth with over 2 million federal employees.
Yeah, absolutely. And my producer, Dan, had a question.
Yeah. So please, again, feel free not to answer this question, Hans, because I don't know where it stands. But if there is a deep state and this deep state is strong enough to involve federal aspects of the government, there's a lot of conspiracy theories asking if this was some kind of inside job, this assassination, that it was, quote, the deep state. With your expertise in knowing about the deep state and what they're capable of, is this something that could potentially be done by them, or do you think that this is that it would be so sloppily exposed, or where do you stand on the whole situation with the assassination?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, look, there's no evidence that that was something deliberate. On the other hand, there's plenty of evidence of incompetence of the director of the Secret Service and all kinds of very basic security steps that didn't get taken. And I suspect, unfortunately, that it's a matter of incompetence. I mean, just think about the fact that in an interview, a prior interview before all this, what was the main goal of the director of the Secret Service? To make sure that 30% of the Secret Service ranks were women.
30 by 30, no. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, look, her number one job is to protect the president and other government officials, and that means hiring the best people, regardless of their race or their gender, and yet that's not what she was focused on. And I suspect once investigation's over, they're going to find that it was that kind of attitude that led to the numerous mistakes that were made in Pennsylvania.
Hans, a couple of other things. You see these, it's like whack-a-mole. They keep on popping them up. That under this project, let's see, overtime. They would get, you'd get rid of overtime, and school lunches would be greatly curtailed, or you'd be starving the kids. I don't know where those come from. Wait, so you tell me, what have you heard, some of them out there, that Project 2025, if executed, would do, and tell us why you think it's ridiculous?
Well, getting rid of overtime, that's a total and complete lie. Now, I will tell you what it does say. You know, in the U.S., under the rules from the Department of Labor, if you work more than 40 hours in a week, you have to be paid overtime by your employer. All that we propose is that they ought to have a little more flexibility in the rules for people who work varied schedules. And what I mean by that is we propose that if you want to work a different kind of schedule for a two-week period, you ought to be able to do that. Let's say, look, in a two-week period, normally you would work 80 hours. Well, if you as an employee want to work 60 hours 1 week, at 20 hours the next week, your employer ought to be able to let you do that. But under the current situation, he'd have to pay overtime for you, even though in that 2 weeks, you're not working more than 80 weeks. And we don't see any reason why you shouldn't allow that kind of flexibility. But getting rid of overtime pay, that's a lie. That is a fabrication.
Are you guys going to come up with your top 10 list? This is what I would advise, because it's wild. The stuff that's out there, the top 10 lies that are out there, it would be interesting as a way to rebut this. So on one hand, it's got to feel good that this is getting attention, but the people giving it attention, I don't think are reading it and actually wanting to joust with the policies. So the downside is that people are going to be chilled, as you said, about executing this. Or let's say this, during the election cycle now, President Trump has distanced himself from it. That's without a doubt. He said he's not part of it, nothing to do with it. What's the response of Heritage on that?
Well, he wasn't. Yeah, that's true. He wasn't part of it, but he didn't need to be part of it because our whole hope was that, like I said, we will hand it to a newly elected president and hope that the president will take it, read it, and say, you know, these are very good ideas. We should put them in place. Look, as for all the attention, hey, this thing is not secret. People should go and look at it themselves, and the more people who are intrigued by this criticism to actually go read it themselves, the better, because I think back and they'll say, hey, this stuff I'm reading, it makes sense. This is the way these government agencies ought to be run.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Where did they go, Hans, to find it?
Project2025.org, very easy. And by the way, we did put out a list of myths versus facts on Twitter, now X, about all these claims that are being made that are total lies.
We will find that and promote that too. Hans, thank you. Have a nice weekend. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.